StoryCorps, Public Radio's oral history project, recently came to Boston's Museum of Science for the opening of an exhibit called Race, Are We So Different? The interactive show presents an historical and scientific look at the concept of race, exposing both its wide-ranging effects on society and its limits as a cultural construct. Each Monday on WBUR's Morning Edition, we're presenting a series of conversations among visitors to the exhibit about how the concept of race has affected their lives. Today, we hear from a woman who, during the civil rights years, was exposed to discrimination before she fully understood what it was. Angela Page Cook is interviewed by her husband, Joe Cook.
Okay, let's get right into it. What are your experiences growing up with race?
Well, I was born in Virginia, but I grew up in Washington, D.C. At that time, there were no white people who lived anywhere near me. My church was all black, and my school was all black, and everywhere I went, there were black people. So I had a really good relationship with, you know, feeling good about who I was and not feeling inferior or anything like that.
Did you ever go to a school that was predominantly white?
Well, I did get assigned to a white school. I was pretty much an outstanding student. But when I went to this white school, I was having a hard time succeeding there. And not only was I having a hard time, but all the black kids who were at the school were having a hard time. We weren't valued at all in the white school. They didn't call on us, and they didn't really seem like they wanted us there. So I think we felt that way, and we kind of melted into the woodwork instead of feeling like we were part of the community there. My godbrother, who was a year older than I was and had been at the white school a year longer than I had, committed suicide and left a note and said that the reason he did was because he thought he was stupid and his teachers wouldn't give him any credit for the work that he did. So he killed himself. So once he did that, my mother had me transferred to a black school. And when I transferred to the black school, I was doing really well again. So it was sort of strange. You know, why was I having such a hard time in this white school?
Tell me about the first time that you became aware of race, that there was a different race or a different culture.
When I went away to college, I went to Fisk University, which is a historically black college. It was during the civil rights movement, and I did a lot of volunteer work with the kids. In Nashville, the black kids were very isolated, and they lived in a really poor part of town, and they didn't have any services, and it was just really bad. I didn't know how bad things could be. So we opened a little school for them on Saturday, and we served breakfast, and we taught them information about themselves as well as just basic reading, writing, arithmetic. But one day while we were having the school on Saturday, about 10 police cars drove up, and they just came into the school and broke out all the windows and crashed up the tables and chairs and called us all kind of names and, you know, just destroyed the school. And I couldn't believe it. They were all white police officers who just came and did that, and we were college students at the time. And I thought to myself, why are these people doing this? So that was pretty scary, and we were really afraid that we were going to get killed because of it. And it left a lasting impression on me in terms of how I felt about being discriminated against. That was the first time that I really felt that way.
Angela Page Cook, interviewed by her husband, Joe Cook, at the Museum of Science in Boston. Next Monday, we conclude our series with the next chapter of their story. After moving to Boston as a young graduate, Angela begins teaching in the public schools and finds that race keeps some children at a disadvantage. To hear more conversations about race, go to WBUR.org and click on StoryCorps. StoryCorps Boston is produced by WBUR's George Hicks.